A weak solidarity Bricky team listener when Reserve Losses Bank Supremo Michelle Bulldust warned that the economy is too hot and needs to cool down. But isn't it supposed to be going well, Michelle? Isn't that the aim? Certainly, absolutely, but it's going too well. So it needs to be going badly. Of course not, it needs to be going well. So too hot then means what? Corporate profits need to be lower than they're too hot? Don't be silly, they have nothing to do with inflation. The more the merrier, but no, wage growth is not sustainable. Wage growth has failed to keep up with inflation. That's why people are doing it tough, as big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital knows. And that slow wages growth is not sustainable. It must be a lot slower slow wages growth. In fact, we need a lot more workers not receiving wages at all. Unemployment is at unsustainably low levels. But lower wages and higher unemployment will condemn even more people to poverty, to doing it tough. Don't think me rude. Never, Michelle, never. No, okay, all right. Don't think me rude, but that is the glass half empty attitude, the glass half full sensible attitude. Sensible interpretation is that those responsible workers and non-workers are making a contribution to the economy being not hot. Caring employers understand that it's a pity, a national disgrace, in fact, that evil unions cannot play their role making the economy not so hot. Think only of themselves. Well, most people's lives certainly wouldn't be that hot, but I noticed, Michelle, you declared government spending is also creating problems. Very much so. It's a real problem, a real contributor to inflation remaining stubborn. So abandon Focus, stop wasting trillions on things that kill people, for instance, on the merchants of death, eradicate corporate welfare. Good God, no. Essential spending is essential. No unnecessary waste, like all that money on so-called cost of living relief, the energy handout, for example. So what happens when those in work get lower wages, lots more people are unemployed and have no income, and the cost of living handouts are withdrawn as well? And as you threaten, you raise interest rates yet again. We will all be better off. Michelle, you blame wages, welfare spending, other than corporate welfare spending, people doing it tough, not doing it tough enough. Is it possible, after the Reserve Losses Bank for years telling us it is addressing inflation, that the problem may be the Reserve Losses Bank itself and the economy you're defending? That is preposterous. You make it sound like we are heartless. I can't imagine how much worse off the average true blue Aussie would be if it wasn't for the wise and compassionate policies of the Reserve Losses Bank. Well, that put me in my place, and Michelle is expert on these matters, so we have to concede workers and non-workers are much better off, much, much better off, because they are much, much worse off. Seriously, listener, the depressing reality is that all that wasn't really satire, not verbatim, but paraphrasing. That is exactly what Michelle and the bank's chief economist have been saying all week. The US of the UN of the US of the world economy, well, stock market, crashed heavily on Monday, then rose sharply on Tuesday, forcing would-be big supremo Donald Trump or the poor to declare, reluctantly, it must have hurt him to have to say it, the crash had been down solely to mad, lunatic, out-of-control commie Kamala. True, he really did say that. He didn't go into detail, but he didn't need to. Donald said it, so it must be true. But Tuesday's shooting up again had absolutely nothing to do with mad, lunatic, out-of-control commie Kamala. Didn't notice whether Donald took credit for it or not, but he probably did. Meanwhile, in the US, our minister be going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, and the minister for being offensive and trained killing Richard Mall's the bad guys, happily stitched up handing a few trillion more of our hard-earned to the US of merchants of death. Although our very, very, very close relationship, Focus, nuclear waste in True Blue Aussie, killer underwater thingies almost came unstuck, ironically, in the Parisian water as these naive troublemosy water polo women knocked off the US Ob in a semi-final, forcing a poor, panic-stricken Richard to contact his train-killer US Ob associates urgently and plead with them not to let this disgraceful lack of servitude upset the Toys for the Boys deals. We must have our toys, he wept. These are naive young women, girls really, who fail to understand the terrible consequences of this disrespect for you and your wonderful, wonderful team. Don't comprehend the rules of our very, very, very close relationship. Poor Richard, let's hope they forgive us, those thoughtless bloody water poloers. Asked why True Blue Aussie was spending trillions on US of long-range missiles, Richard said we live in a dangerous world where the rules-based order is under threat. Yeah, what is the rules-based order, Richard? Well, obviously, it's order based on rules. So the UN of the US of the UN of the world has created these rules. No, they are created democratically. How? Well, they are drawn up in a democratic collaboration between the White House and the Pentagon. Oh, but by the people who don't recognize the UN of World Court rulings against Zion continually expanding and occupying other people's lands. That's because those rulings are contrary to the rules-based order. Disturbing that the socialists have joined that bastion of progressive thought ASIO in upgrading True Blue Aussie's security threat to probable. Surely it isn't that certain Constable Duffer will win the next election. On security, footage leaked of Zion trained killers sexually torturing Palestinian non-land non-people locked up for the heinous crime of being Palestinian non-land non-people, prompting a spokesperson for Zion's very, very, very close friend, the US of, to admit the reports of torture and sexual abuse of prisoners are quite disturbing. She didn't clarify, so not sure whether she meant Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo Bay or Zion or the several butcheries around the world where the US Ob practices its so-called rendition, packing off the innocent to learn that the US Ob will not tolerate innocence before packing them off again to Guantanamo for a bit more innocent education. Also innocent, those rioters marauding His Most Gracious Majesty's home country. And how do we know they're innocent? Andrew told us so. Yes, Lord Rupert of Wapping's usual suspect columnist Bolt Through the Head informed us the so-called far-right rioters wouldn't be far-right rioting, and there are lessons here to be learnt by Australia, he warned, if they and we do not allow Muslims to come here, to live here, and kept all no proper papers, queue-jumping illegal boat people out. And Andrew hasn't got a racist bone in his body. He just wants white society to go on being white. Muslims and asylum seekers in their place, as long as it isn't here. Pity about those blacks, though. Although, thankfully, the omniscient Bolt Through the Head knows most of them aren't really black, but just want to bludge on the public purse, and not one child, not one, was ever stolen. As I said, not a racist bone in his body. The poor, beleaguered, caring employers in the construction industry are screaming out for the Smash the Evil Union's Jackboots con mission to be reinstated. And we all admire the socially concerned developers, the great construction behemoths, the real estate industry. As an aside, I was watching the 1,835th repeat of New Tricks the other night, and someone said he used to be a crook, but now he's a real estate agent, and geez, there's a difference. Anyway, reinstate the caring employers' concerns expressed on their behalf by our old mate Innes will cost the workers of the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group, a five-step solution summed up pretty well by that Smash the Evil Union's bit, allowing caring employers to provide workers with great, well-paid jobs. We are full of admiration, aren't we, for caring employers whose only concern is to provide workers with well-paid jobs, frustrated at every turn by that one barrier to their ambition, workers, lazy, avaricious workers, and evil, evil unions. Innes also offers his eternal concern and solution, which is obviously a barrier to well-paid jobs. Workers must have their God-given right not to join a union, which is the law anyway under this socialist government. Imagine the government will send an administrator in any time now to take over PwC for pricks with confidentiality, or the great banks for the illegalities exposed by the Her Most Gracious Majesty's Commission, or the airline, which used to be our airline, for gobbling up fares for flights that didn't exist, for illegally sacking, sadly having let go scores of workers. Well, the list goes on, but Innes et al. No, corporate crooks are the exception to the rule. The law can deal with them without unnecessary government intervention into the DNA of laissez-faire market forces on the great level playing field of competition policy. Except when that intervention involves throwing a bit or a few trillion bits of corporate welfare their way, which is good for all of us. Unlike, as Michelle points out, wasted spending slightly alleviating cost of living pressures. But hang on, Innes, we assume when evil unions with improved wages and conditions, the workers, good workers who exercise their God-given right not to join the union, would not enjoy those wages and conditions. Of course they must. That would be penalising good workers for simply exercising their rights. So instead, the evil union could charge them a service fee. Heavens no, that would discriminate against people, good people, exercising their God-given right. So they get the product without paying a cent. They receive the benefits of exercising their God-given right. So Innes, does that mean I can walk into any store in the industry you represent and declare I'm going to take the product but exercise my God-given right not to pay for it? I've never heard of anything so stupid. That would be blatant theft, a crime, disrespect for the wonderful entrepreneur offering you that product. You can't compare them. Speaking of pear, you're saying it would be like comparing a pear to a pear. Exactly. I think, well, wait a minute, you're confusing me. Well, finally, how difficult it is to confuse a great logical mind like our old mate Innes. Good morning.